So this is Matilda McQuaid. I'm interviewing Niels Diffrandt at the Artist's Home and Studio in Ridgefield, Connecticut on July 28th. And this is for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, and this is card number one. So Niels, I wanted to just see if you could just establish or sort of begin talking about your childhood, where you were born, when you were born, and what specific things in your childhood helped you to get to where you are now. If there was anything, or if it happened later, but let's just start at the very beginning.
Well, I was born in Mississippi, 1928, the year before the Great Depression. A small town called Star. The population was, at the time I was born, something like 264.
Wow.
I think it is today about 240. And it is not a fast growth area. It was all rural farmland. My father was trying to be a farmer at the time and not making a very good job of it. And he worked in a sawmill. And we were having difficulty surviving, as most poor people in those years were. When I was about 5 or 6, he decided that it wasn't really working out, and had heard that there were jobs to be had up north. Up north, in this case, meant Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So he went in quest of a job at an automobile company in Detroit, where he felt that he could make more money and better support his family.
Mm-hmm.
He did get a job with the Chevrolet company and worked in Detroit for a while on his own, and eventually sent for us.
Mm-hmm. And how large was your family? How many did you have?
Just me.
Okay.
As the only child at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have a brother or sister until 14 and 16 years later.
Wow.
So at that time, I essentially was in the midst of the Deep South and all of the pleasures it offered for a youngster, such as having been given my own rifle at age 6 and told to go shoot something to eat, and going barefoot all the time and the usual things. We went, my mother and I, to Detroit by train the first time, because my father had not made enough money to buy an automobile, which he had not owned while he was in the South. We went everywhere in a wagon pulled by a mule. And of course, on the small farm we had, there was no farm equipment, no tractors or anything of that. It was all Middle Ages and general farming advancements. You had to either pull it yourself or get the mule to pull it. And so I arrived in Detroit with this as my background and was at the time put into school. I immediately flunked kindergarten. Not just because I was a poor, ignorant Southern boy, but because I also got pneumonia. And I was quite ill, so I didn't attend school very much the first year we were there. But I got well and went back, and they kindly let me skip the balance of kindergarten and go into first grade. So that actually was the start of a new life for me. At the time, I didn't know it. I missed the South and its kind of freedom.
Right.
I wasn't allowed to carry a gun.